Coming up, Scott Burton, a Richmond musician who's composed music for a forthcoming documentary called Eurocrime, the Italian cop and gangster films that ruled the 70s. Scott will be performing some of that music live at Balasso Thursday night with his quintet, Glows in the Dark. Here's one of the tunes he wrote for the project. It's called One Against Many. Music composed by Richmond musician Scott Burton and performed by his group Glows in the Dark. If it sounds like something you might hear in a Quentin Tarantino film, you're not too far off. Scott wrote the music for a forthcoming documentary on 1970s cop and gangster films called Eurocrime. Inspired by American films like Dirty Harry, The French Connection, and The Godfather, Scott says that the Italian Eurocrime films were produced at a hectic pace with little or no regard for the safety of the actors. They performed their own stunts, and the effect was electrifying.
The car chases in these movies, like, they would always have amazing stunts involving Fiats, like these really tiny cars just going off ramps, catching on fire, and real people driving them, and just crazy things like that. And there's a lot of motorcycle stunts where people would, like, be on a motorcycle and slide underneath a car or something, or underneath a truck. You can see these people really putting their lives in danger. And because of the way these movies were made, you know that there wasn't a safety net for this type of thing. So it's actually really exciting to watch. I mean, it's in a weird way, it's kind of like Jackie Chan movies where he does all his own stunts, and so you see him do this crazy stuff.
Scott says the appeal of the Eurocrime genre isn't only due to the recklessly filmed action sequences, but the combination of the images and the funky 70s soundtracks that underscored the action.
The environment of filmmaking in Italy in the 70s was literally just people making movies as fast as possible. And so it's just people doing these crazy stunts and mixing that with these amazing Italian composers that were writing like Ennio Morricone is a guy that he did a lot of the spaghetti westerns. He was writing funk music for these things. And that combination of this amazing life-endangering stunts mixed with amazing funk music was just, it definitely hooked me.
Crime will be the first completed film that features Scott's music, but he's been a movie buff for a long time. Sometimes his obsession with obscure films translates into ideas for some rather quirky musical projects for Glows in the Dark.
Usually what I'll do, I'll generate material by watching a movie and trying to structure a song based around the narrative of the movie. So in that, we've done a lot of crazy stuff. Like I wrote a bunch of music based around the character actor Warren Oates. We've done the music of John Carpenter, like music from Halloween. Let's see, Halloween The Fog is another one, Assault on Precinct 13, and Escape from New York.
It's unlikely that Warren Oates or John Carpenter ever imagined their films would be the inspiration for a group that plays experimental jazz. While Scott likes to push boundaries with his music, he's reined himself in for the Eurocrime project.
The difference specifically for this one was that I listened to a lot of this music. We had to capture the vibe of that sound without sounding like we were just ripping it off. Usually for our songs, there's a lot of twists and turns that would not fit with this because the Italian 70s funk music is just all about a groove that's amazing and an awesome melody on top of it versus stops for improvisation, more free, like more of a free sound. So it's just trying to get into that character.
Thursday night, Glows in the Dark will step out of character. They'll abandon their freeform jazz aesthetic and play for dancers. It's being called the Mondo Italia Dance Party. In addition to playing the music that Scott's composed for the upcoming documentary, they'll perform selections from original Eurocrime films like Heroin Busters, Mark the Narc, Parts 1 and 4, and Violent Rome. You can learn more at Glow in the Dark's website, glowingrealm.com. The film Eurocrime, the Italian cop and gangster films that ruled the 70s, has not yet been released.